At the close of her 8th legislative session, District 2 Representative Peggy Wilson says she feels satisfied. One reason is that her bill on the Alaska Marine Transportation Advisory Board is headed for the governor's desk, and that wasn't an easy task. It had to go through 3 committee hearings in transportation.
There's so many people from Anchorage that don't understand how important it is in Southeast Alaska that it was not an easy bill to get through. I really had to do a lot of behind-the-scenes work, and I have to say that all of the coastal legislators helped with this. I wasn't the only one. It was my bill, but we all sat together and tried to figure out what would be the best way to do it and how to do it.
The bill would establish the Marine Transportation Advisory Board into statute, so it would no longer be dependent on a governor's executive order. While the bill sets out clear guidelines for how MTAB will run, it's not even close to what Wilson had originally wanted.
I really wanted an authority so that that MTAB board had more teeth, and our governor is the governor that has more power than any other governor in the United States. And our Constitution really makes it very plain that the governor has that authority. And I really wanted to be able to take the authority away from the governor so that that person that could be hired by the MTAB, that would have been unconstitutional because it would have been usurping some of the governor's powers.
Wilson represents Wrangell, Sitka, Petersburg, as well as the smaller communities of Pelican, Elfin Cove, Kuperinoff, and Port Alexander. She says this year's capital budget is one for the history books.
I'm really excited. We set aside $5 billion, and that's more than ever. Not even anywhere close to that has ever been set aside before. So we are being responsible, but we're also realizing that so much got vetoed last year. The money that's in the capital budget is a way to keep our towns going. It's just the engine, the economic engine that helps each community. And last year, a lot of that got vetoed, and so a lot of the communities are really, really hurting. And so this year, we did put in extra, but it was because we've got some catching up to do.
Within the capital budget, the school districts of Petersburg, Wrangell, Sitka, Mount Edgecombe, and Pelican have received energy relief grants. Among the top projects, the capital budget has Petersburg receiving over $5 million for a fire and EMS facility, Wrangell receiving $1.5 million for water treatment improvements, and Sitka receiving $6.5 million for improving Halibut Point Road. With all the projects combined, District 2 represents close to $80 million of the capital budget. Now it's up to the governor to decide what projects get to stay in.
I've worked behind the scenes with the governor's office on all the projects that I put in. We were very careful when we put in projects that we put in projects that met her criteria. And so it's going to be interesting. She was very upfront this time and said that she was going to veto projects. Our Senate district has more in it than almost any other district, and so I know that there will be things vetoed.
The legislature also passed general obligation bonds of $5 million for Wrangell's Heritage Harbor, $7 million for Petersburg's Mikoff Highway, and almost $11 million for Sitka's Sawmill Creek Road. The supplemental budget has $3.5 million going towards an Alaska Marine Highway terminal on South Mikoff Island. $2 million is being reappropriated to the Cape Petersburg Intertie, and $300,000 will go to Wrangell if Wrangell becomes a borough. Communities in District 2 are also receiving funds through municipal revenue sharing. Both the supplemental budget and revenue sharing have already been signed by the governor. As it was unfolding, Wilson had expressed dissatisfaction with the 90-day session, and now that it's over, she doesn't feel any different. She says everyone was affected by the shorter amount of days. It caused more stress and pressure on the legislators, and Wilson says it affected the lawmaking process itself.
There probably were some bills that didn't get vetted in the committee process like they should have because we just didn't have time. And also there were bills that probably didn't get passed that should have gotten passed. So I think it was very hard physically and mentally on the legislators. We had a stroke. We had a heart attack. We had somebody that had a stent put in. I mean, there was just a lot of medical problems this year I can't remember of having in the past, and I think it's because we were all stressed out.
As for the gas line special session, Representative Wilson says everything is up in the air, and she doesn't know what's going to happen.
We still don't know whether the governor is going to accept the Trans-Canada people to do the pipeline. We don't even know if that's going to happen yet. It's been talked about now that she might want some of AGIA changed, and many of us felt that it needed to be changed, but it didn't happen.
Whatever does take place in the special session, Wilson says she'll be looking out for the interests of the entire state, especially Southeast, and not allow the interests of the rail belt to dominate. But until the special session starts, Wilson says she has an election to think about. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.